Ahead of Friday's anticipated COAG meeting with the Federal Minister for Energy, Josh Frydenberg, the Victorian Labor government is adamant they will not compromise with the Turnbull government on their renewable energy targets and schemes. This data comes from the Green Energy Market's suggestion that the proposed National Energy Guarantee cannot deliver emissions reductions in its own right as renewable projects under construction will exceed the NEG target of 26% by 2030. The Wire's Jared McLaughlin spoke to Petra Stock from the Climate Council about her thoughts on the proposed framework.
Well, what we've seen on the National Energy Guarantee, or the NEG, as some people shorten it to, is that this policy proposal just simply doesn't cut the mustard when it comes to emissions. The target is woefully low. On reliability, it doesn't stack up. And it certainly won't do anything to make electricity prices more affordable.
What do you think that the state and territory governments need to do to make sure that their own renewable energy targets and schemes are not disturbed or disrupted by the proposed National Energy Guarantee?
Well, of course, one of the biggest risks posed by the National Energy Guarantee is that it risks hampering state and territory efforts on renewable energy, and that is because the emissions target is set so low. We think in the absence, we've seen over the last few years that in the absence of anything credible on climate coming out of the federal government, that states and territories have really led the charge on encouraging new renewable energy and storage initiatives. And we'd like to see them be able to continue that under any federal government policy. But of course, in terms of acting on climate, we really need to see a target that's set so that the electricity sector reduces its emissions by 60% by 2030.
Green Energy Markets has recently released data saying that the proposed emissions target that has actually been put in by the Turnbull government through NEG, they figure that it's too low and it won't be able to provide a strong investment signal, so they can't build new projects for it to be able to increase the amount of emissions that can be reduced. Do you think that Minister Josh Frydenberg needs to take a different tactical approach to this?
I mean, if they want a policy that is credible on climate change and that will encourage new renewable energy, absolutely. The federal government needs to re-look at the emissions target that is set under the National Energy Guarantee. Yeah, which just goes to show how low this target really is. I mean, what that Green Energy Markets data shows is that emissions reduction is already locked in. So what the NEG is proposing is a policy that is worse than doing nothing. And that's just inadequate when it comes to tackling the urgent challenge of climate change and also transitioning our electricity sector to clean, affordable, reliable, renewable energy.
Do you think in the future that successive governments, either Coalition or Labor, or maybe even the Greens, we will never know if they will be able to get into government, but regardless of who gets in to run the Commonwealth in the future, do you think there needs to be more work to increase the emissions target?
Absolutely. We know what's currently proposed under the NEG won't stack up. Almost immediately, any future government would need to change legislation to increase the target to bring it in line with something that's reasonable. And that's one of our concerns about the NEG, is it's just not a workable policy, even in the short term.
So do you see a bipartisan agreement between all the state and territorial Labor and Liberal governments as the main prerogative?
Not necessarily. I mean, we've seen in Australia that even in the absence of policy from the federal government, we've seen different state and territory governments taking action on climate change and leading the way on renewable energy. So that hasn't required bipartisan agreements. Those have been Liberal, Labor states, both seeing the benefits of renewable energy in terms of local jobs, local investment, and obviously cutting emissions as well. if the federal government is to come in with a credible policy, they need to ensure that it will do something and go further on climate. And the NEG doesn't do that.
Petra Stock, Senior Climate Solutions and Energy Analyst at the Climate Council, speaking to The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.